Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm so sorry they didn't give me your first name. My name is Nadine. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Maurice.
Maurice, so nice to meet you. Yes. How's your Tuesday going so far? Pretty good?
So far, it's going pretty good. I'm watching my little baby doggies playing with their little rubber duckies. And they're not babies, but to me,
well, they're your babies, right? Okay.
Yes.
So it looks like you were speaking here with Daphne, my representative. Did she do a good job going over the basics of our program, the reason for the call?
Yeah, she did. It's just I've been a little reluctant because, like I told her, I'm going on square one. I've been working on this for the last 3 months, but I'm getting ready to launch it in the first part of April. As I applied for a business license over the weekend, I'm waiting for them to come back to me on what that business license is going to state as far as, I gave 4 variations on what I want it to be named. And I'm pretty confident I'm going to get what I wanted, but obviously I had to have 3 other choices. I have yet to establish the licensing, which I'm trying to do this week. And I have applied with the city of Las Vegas.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
So I honestly feel like it's a little premature speaking with you at this point.
Well, I mean, because you don't have the business name is what you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I feel a little like I'm going a little too fast for it. She did also say that you guys could help me with a website domain.
Yeah, so basically we're a full digital marketing company. So our company Local Splash was reaching out to you today because we had this listing just become available within our company for your category. And currently what we're looking for, Maurice, is a company that provides a quality service. I think for the most part, you do provide a quality service. And I say this only because I don't see like anything negative regarding your company. There's a little bit of online presence. You know,
very
little. In fact, it's funny because, so I see a listing on Yelp, but it comes up as Cleanaholics.
Yeah, no, see, that's just it. I need someone that can go in and correct all my mistakes.
and that's what we're here for. So the company name is Buddy's Pressure Washing and Floor Coating?
Correct.
Okay, let me do something here.
And there's 2 S's in that, and I'm not sure if that's the correct spelling, but that's the correct spelling I went with. I went with a pressure with P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E, washing and flooring.
And flooring or floor coating?
Floor coating.
Floor coating. Okay. And you're in Las Vegas. So let me see something.
Correct.
Okay. Have you created, well, no, this wouldn't be yours because you don't have a website, right? I wasn't finding
one. No, not yet.
Okay. No Facebook, nothing other than Yelp?
No. Yep. I made a feeble attempt at trying to open an account on Yelp, and I don't believe I successfully have at this point. So these are all things I'm going to help with.
No worries. Well, basically, one of the packages that I would offer you would be our Platinum package, because this package is the one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So what we do is we get you verified through Google. We create you this Google business profile. We optimize it to the first page. We maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms. We list you on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So if you don't have profiles there, we're going to create you profiles. The Facebook page is a business Facebook page that we create. And what we do is Facebook advertising. So Facebook ads, how they would work is when someone does a search on Google for your services, and then let's say they're on their Facebook page and they're looking at pictures or stories, well, all of a sudden they would see your ad appear. Now, your ad, your Facebook ad, can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. And as soon as they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, we would also include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain. The website is a Google-compliant, mobile-friendly website, and the website actually has automatic SEO settings that will also help with your ranking. We would attach that website where your business is listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. What that means, Maurice, is anyone using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet to search for your services would also find you listed on that first page of Google immediately. So pretty much this particular package that I'm offering you, it would cover all of your bases. Okay? Now, as far as with the pricing, so the way that we set it up here, it's set up at a fixed flat rate. Now, our program is month to month, and there's no contracts. So we don't charge you per call. We don't charge you per job or per click. So with you being a new business, I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate. What you're looking at is a monthly flat rate of $249 a month. It comes with just a one-time $99 setup fee, which is to cover your programming. Initial investment is $348 for you to get it started today, and then $249 every month after that with no contracts or click fees. That's a true flat rate. Okay? And that's with all of that included. So basically, we do all the work so that you can focus on your jobs. Make sense?
Right.
Okay? Any questions so far?
No, 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 no. I just, as I explained to you on just getting my business at ground level and applying for my business license, are you still saying we still get this going as of today?
Oh, yeah.
At ground level?
It's not going to happen overnight, right? So let me explain to you the timeline. So it doesn't mean that tomorrow, Maurice, that you're going to be on the first page of Google, right? Because everything's a process. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, you and I, what we do is when we set up the account, I schedule what we call a client interview with one of our technicians. And that's really where the magic is going to happen, Maurice. It's not so much with me. Because in the client interview, the technician's going to talk to you about the website, the areas that we're targeting, your services, the Facebook ads. I mean, it's really where the magic happens. Okay. Now, from that client interview, within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads and your website are live, okay? Those can start generating phone calls for you. 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page and the directories that we're listing you on, like Yelp and Bing, you know, and Apple, those are visible as well within 5 to 7 days. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and Maurice, this is what we send to you in writing along with your invoice, okay? With us getting you verified through Google, creating you the Google business profile, us optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, that can take between 45 to 60 days. That is always going to be our promise. Although there have been times where I have seen where it's happened sooner, okay? I will continue to stick to the 45 to 60 days just because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver.
Okay?
So that's how the process works. It's really, when you think about it like this, right, in a couple of weeks, you should have for sure what the business name is, right, what they're going to approve you for. We can still get the ball rolling, right? If there is a chance, like we can get it rolling with reading as buddies, pressure washing, and floor coating. But if there's a chance, like let's say it ends up being that they approved you for, I don't know, buddies, pressure washing, and floor coating LLC, we just update it is all. Okay?
Okay.
That's all we do is update it. We have clients that don't even have a business name, and they're getting verified on Google. And then once they have their business name, we just update it. Because it's still going to be a process. You know what I mean?
And this is something by you building my website, you also search and open up my domain and get that going, my website domain?
Yep.
So I don't have
Yeah, we'll get the domain. No, we will get the domain because it's
okay.
included in our services. Yeah.
Okay.
Great question.
You see, my main concern, as well, I'm sure Google is just as effective as Yelp. Yelp has seemed to bring me a little bit. It's unfortunate that I can't open it yet. I can't open the business account until I have a domain. So is that something you guys help with too?
Yeah.
We
can create you the Yelp page. That's not our problem.
The only thing is, you're selling me the platinum. What other packages are there? And I'm not trying to be cheap, but I just wanted to explore my options on
absolutely.
You know, $200 a month.
$249
It's not a lot for what it sounds like you're going to give me, and you're not charging me for my leads. My leads are created by paying my monthly payments with you. Am I
right.
correct on that?
Correct. They're
right.
going to be live direct calls. Correct.
So the minute I stop paying you, my leads will stop too, correct?
Well, let's say you decided, Maurice, I can't continue with the services, right? All
right.
we ask from you is you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. We simply part as friends. We're not going to charge a cancellation fee. Now, listen, none
mm-hmm.
of your information is going to disappear. What will happen is, eventually, over time, you're going to fall off the first page of Google because we're not maintaining it there.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
But you'll still have your profiles. I mean, I'm confident, Maurice, you know, when you see what you're investing with us and what you're making back on that, I mean, no one ever cancels on profit, right? At least I've never
right.
heard of anyone canceling on profit. But these are good questions to ask. You know, I honestly feel
yeah.
with this being a month-to-month program with no contracts, I mean, we'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. We're not going to hold
mm-hmm.
you hostage. I still feel it's
yeah, no,
something
no, no.
worth giving a shot, you know, that way we can prove it to you, right?
Honestly, at $350, it's worth it. I'm not saying that. It's not, you know, it's just, the reality striking me is quitting my job at 61 and putting countless amounts of money preparing for this. There is no turning back at this point.
Yeah.
So,
well, when you're starting a new business, and I get it, when you're starting a new business, a lot of it is investing. And that's how you got to look at it, investing in your company, right, to get it up and running.
Right.
And I mean, what better platform than Google, right? I mean, that's where 90% of searches will start and stop. But you're getting all the other bells
Absolutely.
And whistles to complement it, you know? And we'll do all the work so that you can focus on your job. So it kind of takes, you know, some off your plate, right? You wear a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? What's the best email for you,
Mike? What's that?
What's the best email for you?
Maurice? Maurice, 51, Alvarez, A-L-V as in Victor, A-R-E-Z, at gmail.com.
Okay.
That's my primary email, and obviously I have the business email.
Okay, that's one that you check frequently, right? I'm only asking because, see, we don't put your email address out there anywhere. It's just,
right.
you know, it's where we send your receipt. It's how we correspond
right.
with you at times as well. So we'll call you, we'll text you, we'll email you, right? So
right.
I always
right.
like to I always like to use one that is one that you check frequently, okay?
Yeah,
so
this one I've had years.
Oh, good. Okay. And it's a Gmail, which is great. Now,
right.
I'm sending you these 2 emails. They're coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So the first one
mm-hmm.
that I just sent you, Maurice, that one says Google and Facebook marketing. So what it shows
okay.
you is the price that I told you, $249 a month, month to month, and then you have just a one-time $99 setup fee. And I also put everything that's included in that package, okay, our platinum
mm-hmm.
one. I also
right.
sent you one that says client dashboard analytics. So with our program, Maurice, it's important for you to be able to track your results with us, you know, and not just take our word for it that, hey, the program's working.
Right.
So you have what we call a customized tracking and reporting system. We'll give you a login to your client dashboard so that you can track the phone calls that you're receiving from our program, how many times you're coming up in the search results, where they perform the location of the search. You can view all your profiles, the pictures, everything through that client dashboard. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of sent you an example of that. Okay.
Yes. And as
beautiful.
I'm reading it.
Oh, good. You got him. Awesome.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. And
so
just a little, your last name is my mom's last name.
Is it? Well, mine's by,
yeah.
by marriage. My maiden last
hers
name was Juarez. maiden last name was Juarez.
Yeah, she, it was her by marriage on her second marriage.
Yeah.
Not my father.
Well, you're going to laugh when I tell you this, but this is my second marriage too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Second time was a charm, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It's funny how, you know, in relationships, you find out what you will accept and what you won't accept. And that's where I'm at this point. But anyway, back to the program.
Yes.
Stuff, and, you know, like what I see, my question, and you make me feel a lot more comfortable since
I'm
you told me you can go ahead and make a judgment. Now, when I want to make adjustments, do I make them online? Can I call somebody to make them for me?
Beautiful question. I love your questions because this lets me know that you're really educating yourself, right? And my grandma used to always say a closed mouth doesn't get fed, right? So I embrace your questions, all right? So any questions you have, you feel free to ask. So number one, if you need to make changes, updates, anything like that, okay, you can make changes at any time, okay, whether it's changing your areas, whether it's changing your services or your hours of operation, okay, your business name, your phone number. We don't charge you more for making changes, okay? You can make changes at any time. Now, here within our company, Maurice, you're going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. So when you have an update, you have a change or a question or a concern, you're just going to call our customer service department. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, okay? But I'm actually sending you right now a text message with my contact information just so that you have it for your records, although you do see it on the email at the bottom, okay?
Right.
So I just texted you my name, number, and extension. It's our 877 number, okay? I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department. I want you to save this 877 number in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash Maurice, so this way you never lose our phone number. You always have it on you. Okay? So you should have received... I sent you two text messages.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
And they came up on my business line. Are you using the...
702-530-0814. Should I have sent him to a different number?
No. That's the one that I'm using for my business. And the one I'm speaking to now that was called on is my personal line.
What number? So let me ask you this. So I know the 702-530-0814 number is the number that you would want clients to contact you on, right? Because that's the business line.
Absolutely.
What number would you prefer that we call you on? This phone number or your personal one?
The 951-294-8777. That's my personal
951-284.
Wait, 294. 951-294-8777.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. So when we're communicating with you, Maurice, you prefer that we call you on your cell phone, which is 951-294-8777, right?
Yes, because this is a phone that I carry with me all the time. That phone I'm only going to carry 8-5 Monday through Friday.
Perfect. So let me do this. I'm going to send those text messages to your 951 number. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay. And I was going to ask you, are you originally from like the IE? Inland Empire area, San Bernardino, Riverside?
I moved there in 2019 when I bought my first house.
No way.
Born and raised.
I was born and raised in Orange County, California.
Well, you're not going to believe this. So our company is based out of Orange County. We're in Fountain Valley. I live in Anaheim.
Oh, yes. Fountain Valley was my stomp.
Really? Your stomping grounds?
Yes, stomping ground. My best friends were in Fountain Valley, so that's where the fun started.
You know, they got a Dutch Brothers now in Fountain Valley.
No, I have yet to drink their coffee.
Really? I've never had theirs. I had like one sip of an Irish cream one that my cousin made, but I'm not supposed to be drinking coffee right now because I had a heart attack in December, and so they don't want me doing caffeine. Yeah, it's okay. I'm good. It was all stress. I told my kids they caused it, and I'm just playing. I'm good now.
Yes.
Yeah. I just, you know, follow the doctor's orders and take your medicine.
You have to. Trust me.
So my daughter, our oldest, she moved out. She used to be in Summerlin, but now I forget what city she's at now. But she moved out to Vegas. She's been out there for years now.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm adding your contact.
Okay,
well,
perfect.
Like what you're saying, and I feel comfortable with you.
Good.
You know, this is like leading a fish out of the water.
Aw.
And you know, this is a part that turns my stomach, that makes me think, why don't I just go work for somebody? I don't have to do anything except show up, suit up and show up. But
right.
I also want to be able to pick my own hours. I
was just
going to
say that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, you know, working for somebody else can sometimes become thankless and become routine, and then you have a lot of hours for the money you desire, versus when you're working for yourself, you pick and choose your own schedule. And the hardest thing I've had was last July, my father died, and I missed a lot of that filling
obligation. I'm so sorry.
I fell sick for 2 months and struggled with work, and I was just harassed, harassed, harassed. 3 days later, my ex from my father. So now I have all this grievance. I'm missing a lot of work. I've run out of PTO, and life became challenging, and I was very stressed out and sick, and missing important days where I should have been with my father, not feeling obligated to go to work. So the funny thing is, The ex-wife of 10, 11 years leaves me just under $500,000. So it allowed me opportunity. Well, if you know anything in Nevada, it doesn't go to the ex-husband, so it went to my children. So I have trust funds established for them, and I have opportunity.
Oh,
so, God bless.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well,
but you know,
for a reason.
I was just going to say, God's plan, right? I know sometimes we don't understand the plan, but, you know, we just got to embrace it and trust Him.
I spent the last 9 months with my girlfriend in church religiously. And we
Good
do
for
everything
you.
That has to do with, we have do everything that has to do with church, and I built a close relationship with Him, and I have a good understanding. But yes, things happen for a reason. And God bless my wife that she allowed me the opportunity to speak with an Dean Medina to help me.
Right? Let me tell you, I'm a firm believer, and sometimes we don't see the bigger picture, right? What's in front of us, and we want the instant gratification, and, you know, but then when we look back, okay, Maurice, then we're like, okay, now I understand that this was a trial that I had to go through to get to where I'm at today, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So we never see for the greater good in it.
There
you
know? Amen to that, because I feel like a better person. I live to help people. I'm so much more humble. And all I want to do, I have this thirst to help people. So part of my missionary, because I've been in the automotive field my whole life in collision repair and mechanics and everything, is starting a mission to help my girlfriend. She's 10 years older than me, so she lives in a retirement community on a golf course. And that's where my business is going to be stationed at, because there's enough work there to keep me busy for the next 3 years.
My plan is to establish this business for 3 years and then sell it and then truly retire at the age of 65.
Oh, wow.
So
that's awesome.
Between that, selling my house here in Las Vegas, I should be okay.
Yep.
More,
you'll be good.
More than okay. So,
and we're going to definitely
I'm
keep ready. That in prayer.
Yes,
now,
amen to that.
Maurice,
so,
the business name, do you want me to list it for now as Buddy's Pressure Washing and Floor Coating?
Yes.
Okay. And is Buddy's with an apostrophe S or without just the S?
No, without.
No apostrophe. Without.
No.
Okay. All right. Let me make sure that, so Buddy's Pressure Washing and Floor Coating. Okay. And so what's your home address? Where are you based out of?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay. And what's the physical address there?
3008 Matterhorn Way, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102.
Okay.
If I was to take a picture of my scan code on some of these flyers that I made, would it come up on photo so that you can
Yeah, I should be able to see it. Yeah, you could text it to me.
Well, it's because the one thing I love about social media and everything is and I don't want any of my customers to have to put in an email to get a hold of me. All I wanted them to do is scan code it. Even
yeah, they can.
I want my Yelp scan coded. Is that possible?
So
where
we can do, are you saying like a QR code?
Yeah, a QR code, I'm sorry. Come
yeah.
on. Bud.
Yeah, text
yeah,
it to
I,
me
I,
and I'll
I,
take a look at it.
Because right,
we can
so
put,
I love, I,
yeah, because we okay. put like, for example, we do QR codes like so you can generate reviews on your Google Business profile page.
Right.
And then what we also do is like on the website, it'll have like your Facebook logo. It'll have your Yelp logo. So all they do is they click on that logo and it takes them straight to your Yelp page or your Facebook page. You know what I mean? They could do click to call, whatever's easiest for them. You said
that's
the address is 3008 Matterhorn, M-A-T-T-E-R-H-O-R-N, right? Way?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
It's coming up as Henderson for me.
Yes, make sure you do the 89102. Everybody
okay.
comes up with.
So it's
and
Las Vegas.
You know what? Funny enough, Henderson is not Las Vegas. Henderson is their own deal. Las Vegas is me. Henderson is a different address, but everybody gets lost trying to come to my
house. Yeah. 89012, right?
89102.
89102. Okay, let me fix that. Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure. Because sometimes the system will start giving me suggestions, and I'm like, nope, that's not it.
No, it's not. That's why you have to follow it through all the way. Because the suggestion, one that comes up is Henderson.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how it'll try to suggest, it's like not?
It's frustrating because Henderson is not called Las Vegas. And I got, and it was hard for me to realize that Henderson is just a different place from Las Vegas. Yes, it's in Nevada, and so is Mesquite in Nevada, and Mesquite is in Clark County. But my zoning does not get Henderson. My zoning does not get Mesquite. So outside of where my target area of business is for my zip code, I have to apply for an extension for a business permit in Mesquite.
Really?
Yes. You would think that I can do all of Nevada. No, I cannot. You would
Interesting.
Think I can do all of No, I cannot.
And listen, what I want to tell you is this, right? So the Facebook ads are going to reach as far as 50 miles. So if you want us to run those Facebook ads just in Mesquite, we can. Okay? Or if you want like the home base to be Mesquite, we can. Okay.
I would like 50 miles around my area and
Perfect.
And all of Mesquite.
Okay.
Those are my
So
goals.
Got it. So what I'm going to tell you is we could either do the 50 miles around your area. I don't know if it's going to hit Mesquite, or we can do from Mesquite and 50 miles around Mesquite. You can change it at any time. Because 50 miles is the furthest. And I think this is a good start for you, though. You know what I mean? To start with first. I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
I think we could do Mesquite. I think I should concentrate on Mesquite. That's where I plan to retire. That's where I spend most of my time.
Perfect. So I'm going to put for them to start your home base in Mesquite and 50 miles out. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, your local map listing on Google is going to be in Las Vegas, so you're still going to reach people there, right? But the Facebook ads are going to be in Mesquite. I think that's a really good option for you. Okay. Perfect.
I think that's the best option for me.
Yeah, I definitely think so, too.
I've done a half a dozen jobs in Mesquite, and most of them complain about not being able to find the services that I perform in their area. They say no. They say no one's around us. And every house in Mesquite has paver driveways, extravagant paver backyard patios.
Oh, then you hit the gold mine there.
And no one out there.
That's perfect, Maurice. Perfect. Awesome.
So
okay. Good to know. Now, Maurice, so basically what you're doing is pressure cleaning, right? Exterior cleaning,
yes.
I would call it, too. What else are you doing? Do you do seal coating or anything?
Yes, I do paver. Basically, what I'm specializing in is pressure washing, paver cleaning, sand, and seal, where I put a palmeric sand, which turns to a cement, in between your pavers, and then I seal them with a waterborne or a seal or a solvent-based seal on top of them.
Is this residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I'm targeting mostly just on residential because there's enough to keep me busy on residential. What I'm finding when you go commercial, you start dealing with the property management companies that want to grind your prices.
Yeah. Now, I saw floor coating. Is that like epoxy?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So you're doing epoxy flooring?
I'm trying to stay away from epoxy. That's something I've taken classes for, and I will eventually get to that. But paper sealing
When you start doing epoxy coating, right, like doing the epoxy flooring, let us know, and we can add that service in. Okay?
Yes. As I grow, you know, it's like this. I don't want to offer 10 different things and only be good at one.
Yeah, no worries.
But most important is building my brand and getting my ratings. The ratings to me are everything in this world.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I will do what I can.
And we'll help you too. Yeah, we'll help you generate those reviews. Now, I know that you're in the process with business license. Are you going to get insurance too, or?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just put in process on all those. It's not a requirement. I've got to
have it. And also, once my business licensing, the name comes in, then I'm going to apply for my tax ID. So
yeah,
I want to
go
100%.
Good for you.
100%. Well,
absolutely.
By quitting my job,
you might as well.
If the market goes down below, like my house is at 3.25, if it goes down to 2 point whatever, I'm not in any position to apply for a loan right now because I don't have a job or an income.
You're right.
So it's most important for me to feed the business and not feed my pocket with cash.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Everything is just so that way, you know. Now, I'm putting the pressure cleaning, I'm notating these, I'm putting the paver cleaning, sand and seal. Let me put this here. Cleaning, sand, seal. I'm putting for residential. Anything else that I'm missing? Do you do the soft wash, roof cleaning, anything else?
You know, I wanted to offer that. It's big in Florida. It's not big in here.
Okay.
But, you know, along with pressure washing, there's patio cleaning, barbecue cleaning, rain gut cleaning. But, you know, I think there's enough business if I just stick to the pressure washing
just with
and
those.
The ceiling.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
With the market that I see.
Perfect. And again, like I told you, you can always add in whenever you need to. Okay. Now, you have a personal Facebook page?
A personal what? Facebook page?
Facebook page, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to create you the business Facebook page. Okay. We're going to create it through your personal page. No one's going to see your personal page. It's just how they're created, Maurice, so that way you have access and ownership to it. So are you only listed as Maurice Alvarez, or how do I find you on Facebook?
I believe it's just Maurice Alvarez.
Okay.
Usually that and my phone number that pops up.
Do you remember? Do you remember what your profile picture looks like by chance?
Yes. It's, let me see. Why would that help you?
Yeah, so I can find the right one, because I want to make sure that we create it. Did you go to La Quinta High?
Yes, I did.
I think I found you. Is your profile picture a little dog in a backpack?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, I found you. Okay, perfect. Aww.
Yeah,
is that one of your babies?
He's one of my babies. He's sitting right next to me. I also have a jackadoodle. He's part Jack Russell Terrier, part
No
doodle.
Way.
Oh, my God, this little guy steals your heart. He's on the other side of me. I'm fathering him with my girlfriend. We just adopted him 5 months ago.
Oh, wow.
I bring him home every now and then to socialize him with my other Jack Russell Terrier that I leave here at home with my boys. I'm also a father of two children with disabilities. So I also caretake for them as well.
Well, you know, they're a blessing, right? They're specially chosen.
They truly are. They're not disabled where I have to wipe butts or clean mouths. They're fully functional, but
just a little challenge, right? Just a little challenge.
They have muscular dystrophy, and their mother died at 60 with muscular dystrophy, being a carrier. So,
okay.
I'm in the process right now on applying for Social Security for
good
my
for
eldest,
you.
Which
what are their names?
For
I would love to pray for them. What are their names?
Miles and Dean Alvarez. They're wonderful children.
Miles
they're
and Dean?
30. Yeah, Miles and Dean Alvarez. They're wonderful children. They don't cause me any problems. I just got to make sure there's air fryer food in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And, I have a cleaner coming every other week to clean up their bathrooms and rooms. And, you know, I just go that extra step. But I'm only here half the time. I'm in Mesquite half the time as well.
I'm going to keep them in prayer.
Thank you very much.
I'm very big on being a prayer warrior, so I'm going to definitely add them to my prayer list. Thank you for sharing that with me. I know sometimes things are personal, but I totally feel that, you know, I always ask God to, you know, put someone in front of me that I can help, whether it be in my personal life or whether it be at work or what have you, right? And I definitely feel that this conversation was for a reason.
Well, we're linked by recognizing you having my mother's
last name, huh?
that's the way.
Cool. Yeah.
That was very not for early.
Oh.
So.
And Maurice, when we're communicating with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
If you wanted to give me a text and said, hey, give me a call at your earliest convenience, chances are you're going to get me a lot quicker than if you just call me out of the blue.
Okay. I'm going to put text. And what are going to be your hours of operation? Are you more like a Monday through Friday? Just typical hours. It could be like your operating phone hours, you know?
I'm a Monday through Friday, 9 to 6.
Okay. Saturday by appointment.
Saturday appointment only, Sunday closed. Okay.
Right.
What are the forms of payments that you'll be accepting?
Zelle.
Okay.
Zelle. I don't trust Cash App or PayPal.
Okay.
I just don't. So forms of payments would be cash, check, or Zelle. And I would prefer Zelle.
Yeah. Well, Zelle goes straight to your account. You know what I mean? And you're not having to hassle. And when you got cash, you got to, you know, now take the cash over, to the bank.
I use Venmo and I paid the wrong person. And it took me three days to get my money. They had to call them and verify. And I'm like, but I'm the one that sent it. I'm telling you I sent it to the wrong person.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we need to talk with them. I was like, I'll never use you guys again.
Yeah, I had a friend that was sending me money, and I said, let me request it from you before you send it. And he sent it to the wrong Nadine Medina. And he's like, I sent it to you. And I said, no, you didn't. Make a long story short, he sent it again after I told him, let me request it. He sent it again. And he's like, oh, my God, I sent it twice now. He sent me $200. I'm like, okay, don't send no more. Get on Venmo right now. Tell them you sent it to the wrong person and you need it reversed. He's like, they're not going to reverse it to me. And you know what he told me? He goes, you know what, Nadine, maybe that Nadine needed it more than I did. He's all, I'll resend it. And I'm like, no, don't send me the money again right now. Just wait. Thank God the person hadn't accepted the Venmo. So Venmo was able to refund him back the $200. I was like, oh, my gosh.
And that's what happened to me. But the fact that they told me that my mistake had to be confirmed with somebody that I don't know.
I know. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I get it. Maurice, I'm actually looking at the photo, the screenshot you sent me. I'm going to open it up. Now, before we process your payment, I'm going to be walking you through a 90-second voice verification recording. And what it's going to do, Maurice, it's going to outline our service agreement. Okay? I'm going to say the billing date, the amount. Now, I'm going to always ask you, stick it out 2 months. Okay, I call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time, and I'm going to state that in the voice verification. I want you to do me a favor, though. When I'm walking you through it, if there's anything that you didn't understand, you stop me, and you just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure you know that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay? Oh, this QR code is cool. I like that.
Yeah. That pulled up my email address, correct?
Let me grab my phone and try to scan it real quick. Give me 1 second.
Right.
So that way I can see.
If we get that email right, because I got it wrong several times. I missed an F in the spelling. And I've been struggling for a week now.
Oh, no worries. Give me 1 second. Let me just grab my phone. And then I can tell you real quick. Let's see. Let me try to scan that, and we'll take a look. Because it should go straight to your email, right, is what you're saying?
Right.
When you scan it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a picture. Do you use pictures when you for the website, you know, the artwork, because I have artwork done by a worker, by somebody that I hired.
Oh, it came out to Buddy Pressure. Let me see. Let me open it up. BuddyPressureWashing61@gmail.com. It goes straight to that email.
That's the business email.
Perfect. Yep, it worked.
I figured that would help you to get the absolute correct.
Do you prefer that we use your personal email when we're communicating with you and like send your receipts there, or do you want us to use this email?
No, I don't want to be mixed up with sifting through. I'm getting my iPad. I only want my iPad to get my business stuff, not anything else.
Okay. So do you, so when it's with us though, right? Like when we send your receipts for your payment, do you want us to send it to the email that you provided me earlier?
Yes, please.
Okay. I just want to keep it like that just because like your business email is different because that's where clients are going to message you on, right? But the email that we need for us is going to be your personal email because that's how we're going to, you know, at times correspond with you as well. Okay.
Right. That's the one I prefer. I don't know if I'm making a mistake in that decision, but
you're good.
So long.
No, 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 you're good. Yeah, you're good. And in fact, honestly, when it comes to your business, like your receipts and stuff like that, you kind of want to keep it with your personal one only because that's where you have all your records, right? But when it pertains to your clients, if they're going to be emailing you, then kind of keep them to emailing you to your business email. Okay.
Right.
So good job on that. Okay. Now, Maurice, so the card that you're going to be using for that payment is the is the card, is it a business card that has your business name, your name, both?
I can't get a business account on this business yet until a business license in my domain.
And
then who does the posting on that? You know, I have to do a public posting.
So what we're going to be doing, okay, we're going to have, once you and I set up the account, I'm going to schedule what we call a client interview that's going to be with one of my technicians. Now, the client interview, my tech is going to be talking to you about all the notes that you and I went over because they want to make sure I listed everything correctly. They're going to be doing the creation of the business Facebook page, the website. So when the website's completed, we're going to be sending you notifications via text. Like, hey, your website's done. Take a look at it. Hey, your Facebook page is done. Right. Take a look at it. So they're going to be notifying you as each step is being completed because we want you to be aware of the work that we're doing and to take a look at everything, right, to make sure that you don't have any changes. So we'll be doing that. We're going to be doing the posting on your Google Business profile page. We're going to do all the work. Okay, so I promise you, we're with you every step of the way. It's not going to be complicated. That's what we get paid for. Okay?
That's the part that turns my stomach.
I know. Don't worry. We're here with you every step of the way. You'll be fine. Trust me. I know sometimes it's like, but you're good. You're good. We got this.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. And does it only say Maurice Alvarez on there, or is there like a middle initial?
What?
Say on your on business, what? On the card that you're going to use for the payment?
Let's see. The Maurice C. Alvarez.
C, like Charlie?
Yep.
Okay. And is it the billing address the same as the 3008 Matterhorn Way?
Yep.
Okay. And Maurice, is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Chase Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
The card number is 4833 1602.
Okay.
8224.
I'm going to repeat it back to you, but I'm not charging the card, okay? 4833-1602-8227.
Uh-huh.
8024, correct?
Correct.
Expiration month and year?
0229.
And what is the CVV code on the back?
576.
Okay. So remember, I'm not charging the card yet because I'm going to walk you through the voice verification first. I'm going to turn on the recording, but remember, if there's something that you're not quite sure, like you don't understand it, stop me so we can review it and then I can rephrase it. I just want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So Maurice, I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Do I say that now?
Yes, please. State the name of the business.
Buddy's Pressure Washing and Floor Coating.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Maurice C. Alvarez, owner, operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Maurice, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I am.
Now, sometimes we know you might be in the middle of something. You can't just pick up the call. Excuse me. All we ask is that you respond to us within 24 business hours. Okay? Now,
yes.
I'm also going to put a security question on your account. So this way you can always verify if it's us calling you. Okay? And I want you to get into the habit of always asking, whenever we call, what's my security question? Because if someone ever hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Then you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
My security question, I guess where I was born, Orange County.
Okay. So it would be the city that you were born in. What city was that?
Orange County.
Orange County? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, whenever we call you to confirm that it's us calling you, what's my security question? Remember, because if someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? So, you're just going to say Orange County. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that you can't do other marketing. Just before you do, just give us a call, Maurice, so that way we can make sure we're not already including that service for you. We don't want you paying more money if you don't need to. Okay?
I honestly think that if you're going to cover Google, Yelp, and all the other
you're covered.
Social media,
I'm good.
One of those, careful what you wish for.
We're like the one-stop
shop.
Know,
I want to be busy. I want to be successful. But I also want to choose my hours and my job.
And that's what you can
control.
Do with this program. And you're going to have control of that.
Control.
You can be super selective.
Yeah.
You'll be great. Yeah. Now,
and that's what
you're...
Go ahead.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 11th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Maurice, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that on April 11th, 2025, you will be charged automatically the discounted rate of $249, okay? Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I told you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, All we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There will be no cancellation fee. We part as friends. So, you know, if I got to call and cancel or I got to put it on pause for a little bit, I got to call 3 days before the 11th, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to update your package now, and then I'm going to process the payment. How does your schedule look for today, Maurice, for your client interview? What I'm going to do is I'm going to block an hour, and the interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay? But the interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. And I know right now we're on the same time zone, right? Because we just did our time change. So you guys don't do that in Vegas, right? Or do you?
We did do it. We did do it.
You did? Oh, okay. Yeah. So right now it's 10 for you, right?
Yeah, we did it last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's Arizona doesn't do it, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's Arizona stays that way. And so I think we're even with them at this point.
Okay.
Answering your question on when would I like that, I wouldn't mind the phone call between 2 and 3 today. I've got to go to Costco and I got to get some rationing for the boys. I also don't spend an hour on that disability thing for my son. Takes up to 2 hours.
It
to
does.
Apply for it.
It does, and so you want to get that done, too, and taken care of. So here's the times that I have available today, and if none of these work for you, then we can look at tomorrow. Today I have an appointment 11 to 12, which is in the next, 50 minutes.
Right.
I don't have 2 to 3. I have a 3 to 4. I don't know if that would work. Would that work, 3 to 4?
I have a flooring company coming in at 5.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you'll be done before then. So let me set up your calendar invite, and we're almost done here, okay? So I'm going to set you up for today. We're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock, and we're going to call you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Maurice, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available when it's time to call you, they're just going to call you directly, okay? Now, if for some reason we call you and you need 5 or 10 minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And we will call you right back, okay? I'll send you a reminder an hour before, too, just in case if you forget, okay?
Yeah, a text reminder?
Yep, I'll send you a text reminder. Yep, you got it. Now,
I love
it. Yeah, we always send reminders just because sometimes you get busy and you forget. Now, I know you've gotten a series of text messages from me, okay, and emails.
Yes,
I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it'll say, welcome, Maurice. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, let me see. Would that be one of the last ones you just sent me? Okay.
It might be. Not that one. What's the one before it?
Local Splash Support, Local Splash / Initial Invoice.
That one. Open up that one. And it's going to go on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And if you look 2 sentences down, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that? Where it says click here? Okay. You're going to click on that. And now it's going to open up this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Are you on that page?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. Scroll towards the middle and find where it says mobile phone.
Right, I got that.
And it has your phone number in there, the 951, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Do you see the two boxes below it? One says, I agree to receive text messages. You're going to click on that box.
Yes. Okay.
And then the next box, you're going to click in it because it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to type your name exactly as it reads where it says sign.